when even the bees were diving deep down into the cups of the flowers and stopping there, as if they had made up their minds to retire from business and be manufacturers of honey no more. The day was made for laziness, and lying on one's back in green places, and staring at the sky, till its brightness forced the gazer to shut his eyes and go to sleep. And was this a time to be poring over musty books in a dark room, slighted by the very sun itself? Monstrous! The lessons over, writing time began. This was a more quiet time, for the master would come and look over the writer's shoulder, and mildly tell him to observe how such a letter was turned up in such a copy on the wall, which had been written by their sick companion, and bid him take it as a model. Then he would stop and tell them what the sick child had said last night, and how he had longed to be among them once again. And such was the poor schoolmaster's gentle and affectionate manner, that the boys seemed quite remorseful that they had worried him so much, and were absolutely quiet, eating no apples, cutting no names, and making no grimaces, for full 2 minutes afterward,